Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How you doing?
I am, Ryan. And how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Awesome. This is something else. What you sent me today? Unbelievable.
And what makes it unbelievable to you?
What makes it unbelievable is that this poor guy standing in the presence of someone who can solve his problem.
He was sitting.
Okay. Even better. Takes him longer to get away. And he walks away. It's incredible. Totally incredible. And it fires me up because if I look at your conversation, so the guy cut his conversation pretty close or pretty short with you. And I guess he assumed that you were going to talk to him about Bible stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you think it was that you said that made him think that? Or maybe it was just your look.
Yeah, I look like maybe I'm a starry-eyed, corner street Bible-thumping evangelist, you think? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I kind of got the impression from reading your conversation that's what he thought you were. And most people I know, when they encounter, what did you call it, street corner?
Bible-thumping street corner evangelist.
Oh, yeah. Most people I know, outside of Christians, when they see one of those, they turn around and run as quickly as possible. Why is that?
Well, why don't you explain it from your point of view?
Well, from my point of view, I think people are tired. They're sick and tired of being judged, condemned, and told that they're going to die as a horrible death in hell as sinners. I think people are tired listening to that story.
But why, as I crudely said to him, and I felt Dad gave me it to say to him to get him off the track, was, what the hell made you talk about the Bible? I didn't say anything about the Bible. All he asked me is if he wanted to get past his pain, that's all.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I think that most people have been exposed to one form or the other of television evangelists. I think that most people have been exposed to one form or the other Christian relative who's a fundamentalist and tells them that they're sinners and they're going to die.
Now, come on. What's that got to do with does he want to get over his pain? I don't get the connection.
Well, the connection, in my opinion, is this. That he perceived you as a Bible-thumping street-corner evangelist. Because only a Bible-thumping street-corner evangelist would have the unmitigated gall to say what you said.
That's ridiculous. You know something? Crying out loud. He's the one. He asked me this dumb question. I'm walking by, you know, in bare feet, all done with my swim and stuff, walking by, and he asked me, you know, about what kind of prescription drugs I take.
Which is a common question in the United States because, what, 80% of the population over 40 is on prescription drugs?
Well, he told me, he said he was 58, and then he had, I was the first guy he ever met over 50 that didn't take some kind of drug or another. And, of course, what precipitated that was he had come in, I heard him come in the gate. We have this lock on the gate, makes a lot of noise and the hinges squeak and all that. And so I heard him come in and I was in the middle of a backstroke and so I could kind of look over and I watched the guy come in and the next lap I took, he was sitting down at a table. I didn't pay more attention to him and he hadn't said anything to me or anything. And most people don't, you know, once in a while somebody says hi or whatever from out the pool. I was the only one in the pool. And so anyway, there was no connection there at all. And I was going for about an hour and a half altogether. And he came in, you know, the first half hour or so. And so, there's no connection. Why would somebody say, you know, are you on drugs? You know, give me a break. So it was a personal question. Then he asked me how old I was or it was an implied question. So why would he be offended at me it was obvious he wanted to talk to somebody, and I was on the way home. I had stuff to do, and so I heard Eve in my ear, you know, can't you be a little more patient with people and slow down? And, you know, the guy obviously wanted to talk. So I asked, and so I was given what to say. And I was abrupt at first, I guess, because he really apologized for being, asking a personal question. But, so, you know, where's the connection? Why would he from that? I mean, you've got your bullcrap antenna up a mile long or something. I mean, I don't see why he did. Nobody mistakes me for a Christian. How dare they?
Yeah, right. You Bible-thumping street corner evangelist. I'll quote it for you. I'm a writer, and most of my stuff is about healing power and spiritual healing. Yeah. Oh, Christian, I saw you, you Christian, you Bible-thumping evangelist, get out of here before you start some sort of trouble.
Wow. You know, I guess, to me, I don't hear Christians talk that way. They don't even believe healing is possible.
Well, it depends on which Christians you bumped into.
Yeah, that's true. I guess that's just outside of my experience, but it's obviously inside of yours, and that's what I laughed my head off when I called you and asked you if I ought to send this article to you because of what you said earlier.
Yeah, by hook or by crook, they'll rope you in. I find it hard to believe that you might not consider that the only introduction to Christianity that some people get is what they see on television. Peter Popoff and who's that other fella? Big, giant guy, rich fella, does these here spiritual healing.
Oh, Benny Hinn?
That's it. That's the guy. You know, you can't have watched TV in the last 10 years or 15 or 20 without bumping into him as you're surfing through the channels. Come on.
And so you're telling me that the words, the terms healing power and spiritual healing are associated with those characters? If that's true, I'm not judging what they do.
I heard you mock these guys, not those two guys we mentioned, but those style of guys. You do an imitation and you go, the spiritual power of God will come upon you. And I'm sorry, I can't do your Southern Baptist accent.
You wouldn't even, oh, there goes another part of our audience. No more Southern Baptist now. Are we going to have any audience left?
Your poor guy's been beat up over and over and over by these types of people. I'll guarantee it. Guarantee. And I'll tell you, I can see I shouldn't have started this conversation. That's that guy. Because you said what? What did you say? Spiritual healing and healing power. Those are catchphrases for Bible-thumping street corner evangelist.
I was just going to invite him to take a look at the website and get the heck out of there because I wanted to go home.
Sure you were. He called you for what you were. Here's the real issue to me, and I'm making fun of you. I'm poking a little bit, but here's the real issue in my opinion. Christians or Christianity is a block for some people to receive healing power or spiritual healing. What stands in the way of these people being open and receptive to that? Well, if there's one hint of you getting them to go to church and pull out their wallet and or buy this book or whatever it is that somebody's selling them, whether it be a lifetime in hell or a lifetime in heaven, these people have been abused. They've been abused by Jehovah Witnesses coming to their door, street corner evangelists, Mormons walking up and down the streets in their white shirts and black ties. And the message is always the same. You're going to die, you sinner.
I, sir, had on a pair of swimming trunks and bare-chested because I was wet from showering all the chlorine garbage off of my body. And I can't see how I possibly looked like those people you're talking about. But...
Because the words you use, the words are enough to trigger that kind of an episode for most people.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I will, from now on, I'll say, hey, man, how'd you like to get, I got a pill you can take. How would that have been? That'd be, I got a good pill. That's the reason I'm so healthy looking. I take pills. You have any pills? I'll give you a pill.
So that's the other side of the story then, right? The other side of the story is that's obviously what that guy's comfortable with. That he's comfortable with receiving healing or comfort or whatever it is that he receives through that method because he's got a pile of prescriptions. And most of his friends have a pile of prescriptions. So he figures that that's a normal thing. If you don't meet somebody at their place of faith, how are you gonna get across to anybody? Isn't that the deal?
Well, thank you, because you've just... Here I was happy all day because... I was grumbling. Daddy... I felt I got led into that. I know I did. And Dad told me later so I could write. You mean to tell me I had to heap Christian abuse on some poor guy so I could write that article and listen to you lay into me for acting wrongly and... inflicting further pain on a man who'd already been painfully abused?
Well, in actual fact, I just a few seconds ago, maybe 60, I reined myself in and said, seriously, I'm not really talking about you. What I'm talking about is what set this guy off. And what set the guy off is those terms, healing power and spiritual healing. Why would it set him off? Only if he's been damaged before, if he's been hurt before or offended before or some form of psychological trauma to him that relates to Bible. Because he says specifically, I don't believe anything in the Bible. Okay, great.
I'm getting an education here. Here you're 4,000 miles away and see what the problem is. I'm up close and don't see the problem. Of course, it wasn't a problem. That was going to be his response apparently anyway, because... You know, I did what I was supposed to do, but that's for me, but obviously wasn't for him, now was it? I'm as bad as all those people I rail against all the time.
Well, you're not. I'm teasing you, so don't hang on to that.
No, I'm not, because I can't be responsible for how he responded, and I couldn't get him past it while, I didn't try all that hard, obviously, but heck, all I was trying to do is promote our website.
Yeah.
No, I actually just felt, oh, what do you know? This is going to be simple. Some guy wants to overcome his pain. Okay. I mean, why on earth, why would he ask me that? You're the picture of health. I don't even believe you're... don't look 80 to me. Well, my ego puffed up 40 feet in the air, and wow, I was ready to expound all kinds of things.
You know, what is it that you said that Eve said to you? You have to slow down or something like that? Did she say you're going too fast, or what was she referring to, you leaving the pool, or was she referring to you talking to people, or what was she referring to?
Oh, no, it's my tendency to be abrupt. You've spent enough time with me, at times if I'm trying to brush somebody off because I'm too busy, I'm pretty brutal.
You went right to the point, and going right to the point to this guy is obviously not the right way to go, because he's probably been pointed to death.
Yeah, I should have just, she would have probably said the same thing. I should have just been friends with him.
Yeah, that's what a good Christian church would have taught you. Maybe if you start going to church, you'd really do better at that, right?
Oh, that's called friendship gospel, is that it? Is that what you...
Yeah.
I don't have time for that crap.
This is a very good illustration, though. And the illustration is that if you're going to approach somebody, then you'd better find out where they're at first. You know, if you're going to talk to somebody about some of the things in your life, you better find out whether they're prepared to receive. Your favorite writer, Paul, said not to eat meat in front of people who don't have faith to eat meat. He said that don't cause your brother to stumble. And it seems to me that some of the stuff that we talk about probably causes people to stumble a lot.
I don't think our brother Paul would like us very well.
Well, I think he'd love us, but unfortunately, this tends to be a one-way dialogue medium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get together and we talk, and you and I ultimately have similar beliefs. We believe that the source, God, whatever you want to call it, is willing to communicate, is willing to guide, is willing to have, wants a relationship, and you should pursue that with all your heart. And that's the cornerstone of our belief, and that shapes our behavior. Other people think that God is something that gets stuffed down your throat at Christmas and Easter by some Bible-thumping corner street evangelist who just happens to be your sister-in-law or your grandmother or your brother's cousin who just got off of some Christian retreat and wants to stuff it down everybody's throat. There's a problem there. There's a real problem. How do we turn this into a two-way dialogue?
Well, brother, I repent. I'll never do it again.
Oh.
Somebody wants to ask me about my prescriptions and tells me I'm a picture of health. I said, blow off, buddy. I talked to somebody like you once not too long ago, and you're not willing to listen to truth.
Yeah, you should try that.
Well, I'm sure it would work about as well as, you know, if that's the problem. You know, I'm guilty as charged, and what I'm seeing right now is, you know, I march into an opening like crazy, don't I?
Yeah. Yeah, I have so many aches and pains I can barely get out of bed in the morning, the guy says to you, right? Why would somebody want that? Well, I'm sure there's good, valid reasons, right?
No, but he's believing the lie that there's no hope for him.
That's too bad. But what sparked me about your story is his obvious reference to Christian and Bible. And I know you said nothing purposely to lead him that way, but I'm quite sure that there are many people who would listen into our podcast or look, take a quick glance at our website and decide that we're Bible-thumping Christians.
No matter what we write or say, huh?
Sure.
Contrary.
Yeah, because they're trained to avoid that. And how do you get training like that?
Well, and look at, you know, part of the communication difficulties we have are because I perceive it's my, you know, I hate to use this term, but away we go. It's coming to me. You know, I perceive I'm the same as Jeremiah was among the Jews, or Isaiah was, or Amos was, you know. I love Amos, you know. Away with your hymn singing, you know. Away with your rituals. Away with all your sacrifices, you know. And to me, that's what Christianity is, a bunch of ritual with nothing else. And therefore, Brad Cullen is called to straighten them out. So I'm guilty as charged, and I should be gentler and nicer and stuff like that.
The concept of spiritual healing to someone who has no spirituality and has totally avoided it on the basis of their previous experiences with people who wave Bibles in front of their face, like this guy obviously has.
I don't believe anything in the Bible.
What on earth are you talking about? Yeah, okay.
Well, he's definitely sharing with you his previous abuser, right? And what his previous abuser used.
Yeah, well, if I could find him, I'd apologize.
But what is it that what would you say, though, to what could you have said differently? Spiritual healing and healing power? You know, because usually I start off with, I don't believe in doctors.
Yeah, that's pretty direct. To me, that scares a lot of people off. So.
I don't believe in doctors?
Yeah.
I usually get a quizzical look. And usually after that puzzle book, they go, what do you mean? And I say, well, I don't believe that doctors are in a position to cure anything. I believe they're in a position to either fix what's badly broken or mask some symptoms.
Yeah, here's some chemicals. Take 3 a day and call me if it gets worse.
And it, of course, it will get worse because those chemicals have side effects, right?
Well, no, they have side effects. You just use the word. They cover up. They mask.
So, boy, we've kind of got a quandary for ourselves, don't we? How are we going to get beyond that?
I don't know. Maybe somebody listening to this will help us.
Our website is Spiritual Healing Source. Just the name by itself is enough to scare away guys like this fellow you met at the pool.
Apparently so. I don't believe anything in the Bible.
Well,
who talked about the Bible? Why, I just wrote an article 2 weeks ago saying don't read it.
You know, we should ask Daddy if we should stop making references to the Bible in our podcasts and in our articles.
Okay with me.
Let's do that. Okay, I know what I'm going to go do. I'm going to go spend some time in my closet and talk to Dad.
Does this mean we're done?
Well, I'm sure hoping that whoever listens to this can give us some advice.
Per usual, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. You sure giving me some stuff to think about.
To your Bible-thumping street corner evangelistic movement that you got going on there. And I'll get back to leaving people alone.
Well, maybe I should have asked him for an offering.
A burnt offering?
Yeah. Ooh. No, I was thinking of plain old, you know, money.
Okay.
I love you, Mr. Bruce. Thanks so much.
Bye.